This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, September 9th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Give us a farm bill, farmers tell lawmakers. Senate GOP wraps farm income forecast, and Burgum defends Trump trade policy. Farmers to returning lawmakers, we can't wait for a farm bill. Lawmakers returning from their summer recess this week will be feeling renewed pressure from commodity groups to take action on a farm bill. Some 300 organizations are sending a letter to congressional leaders today appealing for a farm bill, and teams of farmers representing a cross-section of commodity groups will be fanning out across Capitol Hill this week to make the pitch in person. It is critical that Congress pass a new farm bill that strengthens the safety net, as many producers are facing multiple years of not being profitable, and this is causing their overall financial situation to deteriorate. Some will have challenges as they seek operating credit for the 2025 crop year, the letter says. The letter also says safety net provisions in current law have not kept pace with inflation and are at this point far below the threshold necessary to provide effective relief to our farmers. Take note, a number of ag leaders, including representatives of farm credit institutions, will be accompanying the teams of farmers who will be visiting congressional offices this week. Farm Credit System spokesperson Debbie Wing said, America's farmers and ranchers need certainty while facing a more challenging economic environment that was exacerbated by the summer harsh weather, both flooding and drought across regions of the country. Now keep in mind, passing a farm bill this year remains at a very heavy lift. The House Ag Committee's bill faces a $33 billion funding gap that has yet to be resolved. The Senate Ag Committee has made no progress on a bill. For more on the farm bill and a packed D.C. agenda ahead, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. USDA farm income called false positive. The GOP staff of the Senate Ag Committee is trying to add some perspective to USDA's updated farm bill forecast. In a memo titled A False Positive, USDA's Farm Income Projection, the GOP staff says the improved forecast of net farm income serves to mask the downturn in revenue from major row crops. The forecast, which states in bold type, total cash receipts forecast to decline for second straight year in 2024, works to conceal the real economic challenges facing America's farm and ranch families, the memo says. It goes on. The farm-level profitability projections for corn, soybeans, hogs, wheat, cotton, and other crops are the worst or among the worst in the last 15 years when adjusted for inflation. Implications that the farm economy is closing out a four-year streak of net farm income above the 20-year average fail to adequately put into perspective the dire economic hardships now faced by large segments of the agriculture economy. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Burgum defends Trump on ag trade policy. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says U.S. farmers can benefit from former Donald Trump's tough trade policy towards China. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday, Burgum said his state has added two soybean processing facilities and has a third under construction. He says the state benefits from processing soybeans domestically rather than exporting raw commodities. This fits right in with President Trump's policies. which is let's bring manufacturing and processing back to the United States, as opposed to us being like a colony where we ship raw corn and raw soybeans to China. Add value here. That creates jobs. It creates additional economic value in our states and in our country. Keep in mind, Trump has called for increasing tariffs on China's exports by as much as 60%. USDA last month projected that the ag trade deficit would hit $42.5 billion in fiscal 2025, while sales to China continue to fall. Foreign land bill to hit House floor tomorrow. The House is set to consider a bill this week that would ban individuals and companies owned by, controlled by, or subject to the jurisdiction of the governments of Iran, North Korea, China, or Russia from purchasing or leasing agriculture land. Washington Representative Dan Newhouse's bill, the Protecting America's Agriculture Land from Foreign Harm Act, wouldn't require any current landowners affiliated with these governments to divest land, but it would bar them from participating in the Agriculture Department programs. Take note, according to USDA data, Chinese investors reported owning just shy of 350,000 U.S. agricultural acres in 2022. The Chinese government did not have any direct filings. What about the other countries? Well, Iranian investors held 1,749 acres in 2022. Russian investors, 73. No North Korean investors reported holding land. RFK suggests crop subsidy reforms, SNAP limits, and Make America Healthy Again agenda. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who recently backed former President Donald Trump, has suggested reforming crop subsidies and limits on soda and processed foods for SNAP participants under a Make America Healthy Again agenda. At a Wall Street Journal op-ed published last week, Kennedy said Trump could unite the country by focusing on health and highlighted several specific policies to do this. These include preventing members of the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee from making money from food or drug companies, requiring nutrition classes in federally funded medical schools, and revisiting pesticide standards. Kennedy recently suspended his presidential campaign to back Trump. In his endorsement speech, Kennedy launched the Make America Healthy Again tagline. Trump mentioned Kennedy's concerns about health and food during a recent speech outlining his economic agenda. On Friday, Charlie Kirk's Turning Point Action and its PAC announced a Make America Healthy Again town hall featuring Kennedy. Callie Means, the co-founder of True Medicine, who reportedly played a role in getting Kennedy a spot on Trump's transition team, will also join the town hall. FDA investigating salmonella outbreak in some Wisconsin eggs. FDA is investigating a salmonella outbreak linked to eggs produced in Wisconsin that has sickened at least 65 people. The illnesses, which span nine states, began between May 23rd and August 10th. Of the 65 people reported sick, 24 have been hospitalized, according to the FDA. No deaths have been reported at this time. Milo's Poultry Farms, LLC, in Bondule, Wisconsin, voluntarily recalled all types and sizes of its chicken eggs after a salmonella strain was detected in samples from its packing facility and poultry house. The recalled eggs were distributed to food service locations and retailers in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, September 9th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.